Look out! What? We're too late! It's going to go!
Something began to grind and groan like the hinges of the world breaking loose. The masonry blocking the gateway bulged inward. The fighting stopped, fast. Everybody faced the gate. A sudden spear of water shot through the bulge. Every man there took off, Gnar and Black Company, Guni and Vedna Taglian, Jaikuri and Lone Nguyen Bao, running side by side, splitting up, heading whatever direction felt safest, but everybody always getting away from that gate. The masonry gave one final mighty groan. The water roared triumphantly and charged inside. Chapter 70. The water thundered through the gate, but there was no evidence of it yet where I stood. I was in a good mood, considering. While passing the citadel, I saw the Gnar trying to shuffle their own kind inside without admitting any Taglians. I chuckled. Mogava was going to bust a vein when he found the water coming in through his cellars. I now understood why those soldiers had been breaking up. The flood was no spur-of-the-moment plan. Mogava must have nurtured the idea from the moment that Shadow Spinner had used water to isolate Dejagore. As we parted, I told Uncle Doge, "Swim over and see me sometime." 15 minutes later, I was discussing waterproofing. Our measures had begun the day we started our warrens, but not in anticipation of anything like this. Enemies employing smoke and fire had been our real concern.
"Longo, you guys explored every part of those catacombs? They aren't open anywhere."
I was surprised that Storm Shadow hadn't broken into them when she was building the citadel. Maybe she got her location advice from knowledgeable locals.
"I didn't see anything. They were plastered good way back when because they were below the level of the plain. But if you put 70 feet of water out there and 30 in the streets, sooner or later we'll find a way in. The best we can do really is fight a holding section. How about just sealing them off? We could try, but I wouldn't bother until flooding became a threat. We close them off, spring a leak up here. We got no place for the water to drain."
I shrugged.
"Is everything that could be damaged up high?"
The guy started preparing for the worst back when the plane started flooding. We weren't weighed down with a lot of possessions.
"We're all right. We can hold out for a long time yet. We might want to beef up our fortifications a little, though." "Do what you can."
Longo and his brothers always saw a little more that could be done. Chapter 71. Mogava counterattacked while the water was still just ankle deep and the rest of the city was just starting to panic. He used all his Taglians and encouraged cruel behavior. The slaughter was terrible.